SBS, a world of difference. You're with SBS Ukrainian on mobile, online and on radio.
Ви з SBS українською на мобільних, інтернеті та на радіо.
Hello from the BBC, I'm Rich Preston with an update on the war in Ukraine. It's 111 days since Russia invaded. The focus of Russia's fighting in recent weeks has been the eastern Donbas region. Now, all bridges to the embattled city of Severodonetsk have been destroyed. The strategically important city is now effectively cut off. Local officials say delivering supplies or evacuating civilians is now impossible. The BBC's Joe Inwood is monitoring the situation from the capital, Kyiv.
There had been fears Severodonetsk would become a new Mariupol, a repeat of the brutal siege that led to the total destruction of the city, followed by the encirclement and eventual surrender of thousands of Ukrainian troops. With the loss of the final bridge connecting the old industrial city to the rest of the Donbas, that fear is one step closer to becoming reality. No supplies can get in, no people can get out. That will include members of Ukraine's Foreign Legion, soldiers from around the world who travelled here to help fight the Russians. There will be particular fears for them if captured, given the recent death sentences handed down to three foreign fighters captured in Mariupol. President Zelensky said the price of this battle for us is very high. It's just scary. He called for more modern artillery to be sent to the front to help turn the tide in the fight for Severodonetsk before it's too late.
It's thought an estimated 15,000 civilians are trapped in Severodonetsk, with the Russian army controlling almost all of the city. Russia's also bombarding the neighbouring city of Lysychansk, from where the BBC's Orla Guerin sent this special report.
We can't travel on the main road. That's far too dangerous. We're following the police chief, who's leading a mission to evacuate people from the city. It's under relentless Russian assault.
Blues. Black speed.
And the nearer we get, the more black smoke is visible up ahead. One of those waiting and hoping to leave is Vladimir. And he's ill and needs to get to hospital.
There has been no water, no electricity, gas, so I should go. I wouldn't go if I didn't need to go to the hospital.
Well, we've just had the whistling sound of incoming fire so close that we had to take cover. And life and death here can be a matter of chance and a matter of seconds. I'm outside the remains, the charred remains of a beautiful old historic building. There are marble columns at the front that are smashed. This was the Palace of Culture. Just above me, the remains of a chandelier are hanging from the ceiling. You can still smell burning and the smoke rising in one of the rooms. And this is an example of the kind of devastation that Russia has brought. It's not just destroying buildings and homes. It's destroying history and the fabric of cities. And this is a deliberate tactic. Shell, flatten, destroy, and leave nothing but scorched earth.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine prompted an almost immediate problem in the global supply of fuel. Now, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has criticised the rush to find new sources of coal, oil and gas following Russia's invasion. Many countries want to increase their own fuel production so that they depend less on Russian supplies. But Mr. Guterres says that's a major mistake. The BBC's environment correspondent is Matt McGrath.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has seen oil and gas prices soar as markets worry about security of supply. Many countries are now looking to extract and use more coal as they seek swift alternatives to Russian fossil fuel exports. Mr. Guterres argues that any new oil and gas exploration in response to the war is delusional and will undermine efforts to keep climate change in check.
Meanwhile, the British government says it's doing all it can to try to secure the release of two Britons sentenced to death after fighting in Ukraine. The two men, along with a Moroccan man, were sentenced this month by the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic in eastern Ukraine. Russia says the UK should speak to the DPR, but the DPR is not recognised by the West, and it's feared any formal dialogue could be seen as a form of recognition. Those are the latest developments on day 111 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.